Leviticus 23, 33, and 34 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. In this year of 2022, for the entire week, beginning sundown on Sunday, October 9th, running through sundown the evening of Saturday, October 16th, the Jews will be observing what they call Sukkot. God originally designated this feast, as we saw in our text, as the Feast of Tabernacles and also the Feast of Ingathering. It was to commemorate the wilderness journey of Israel out of Egypt when they dwelt in booths and to mark the time of final harvest, something that meant a whole lot more to people when they couldn't just buy all of their food at the local grocery store. Sukkot, or Tabernacles, is the 7th and final feast of the year for the Jews, and this would also be the 3rd and final feast of the year requiring Jewish males to appear at the tabernacle and later the temples when the Jews had a temple in Jerusalem. You can read those instructions from the Lord in Exodus 23:14 through 17, and since 70 AD, Jews have not been able to obey God's instructions. The modern Jewish term Sukkot is translated as booths or tents. This is because God instructed the Jews, once they came to the Promised Land and began living in permanent housing, to annually build these booths and live in them for 7 days, as we see in Leviticus 23:42. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. Now, modern Jews emphasize eating their meals in these booths that they call sukkah, but only some actually sleep in these booths, which in my opinion would not only be the most fun part, but also seems to destroy the whole point of the feast. I believe that when the Lord told the Jews to dwell in booths 7 days, he meant it, because that's what the Israelites did when they traveled through the wilderness. God commands that Jews dwell in booths, but Jews only take their meals and spend some time in the booths, then they go to their comfortable beds in their houses for the night. And that demonstrates the real problem, as Christ rejecting Jews reject the entire New Testament and then relegate the Torah to secondary status, making the Talmud their real quote-unquote holy book, complete with its vile and blasphemous content about Jesus and Christianity as a whole. As a result, the Christ-rejecting Jew misses the point of Passover as it points to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. The Christ-rejecting Jew misses the point of Pentecost as it points to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the opening of the Church of Jesus Christ and the ongoing harvest of souls. Even without a temple and no way to even begin to obey the Mosaic law, the Christ-rejecting modern Jew has invented a fictionalized version of Judaism and stubbornly refuses to see that their Messiah has come and he is the fulfillment of the feasts of the Lord for Israel, which were a shadow of things to come. And his name is Jesus of Nazareth, Messiah of Israel. As Paul wrote in Colossians 2:17, referring to holy days or feasts, and Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. The Feast of Tabernacles points to the day of the Lord when Jesus, the Messiah of Israel, tabernacles among men on the earth, as described in Revelation 21:3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. So pray for the Jews who continue to reject Jesus Christ, that they will see the intended picture of the Feast of Tabernacles to be fulfilled in the second coming and in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. May the blood brethren of Jesus of Nazareth repent and look with faith upon their crucified Savior who shed his blood on the cross in death and then conquered sin and death when he rose from the grave. This is the gospel message for Jew and Gentile sinners alike. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 1:16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek.